With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
My grandfather and my great-grandfather and my father were all extraordinary men, and I actually at one point wanted to subtitle this book, Three Great Men and the Women They Destroyed.
Susan Cheever, whose memoir, Treetops, is a companion piece to an earlier book about her father, the writer John Cheever. In Treetops, Cheever focuses on her mother's side of the family, beginning with her great-grandfather, Thomas Watson, Alexander Graham Bell's assistant at the time the telephone was invented.
The famous incident where Bell spills the acid on his hand and says, Watson, come here, I want you, or Mr. Watson, come here, actually never happened.
Cheever says that after Bell's death, Watson decided to spice up the story of the first telephone connection.
There wasn't any acid, and in fact, Watson complained bitterly that such an important moment should have been so ordinary and undramatic.
Great-grandfather Watson and his son-in-law, Cheever's grandfather, Milton Winternitz, bought a hillside in New Hampshire as a retreat for the family and named it Treetops. Winternitz was the first Jew and the first non-Yalie to head the Yale Medical School.
And within 5 years, it had become one of the, you know, medical schools in the country that everyone wanted to go to. He tripled the endowment.
Susan's mother, Mary, married John Cheever in 1939. Mary was like the rest of the women in the family, intelligent and talented, but all subordinating their careers to their dynamic husbands.
The women who supported, nurtured, stood by these men, paid a terrible price.
Susan Cheever's moving family memoir, Treetops, was published by Bantam. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For Susan Cheever, summers meant Treetops, the New Hampshire retreat built by her grandparents. In her memoir, Treetops, Cheever tells us that after her grandmother's death, her grandfather, head of the Yale Medical School, married a member of the prominent Whitney family.
The Whitneys had been used to going to Watch Hill and Bar Harbor, where there were lots of other children like them. And all of a sudden, their mother married this dean, and they found themselves in the middle of New Hampshire picking vegetables.
As Cheever tells it, her girlhood summers were both wonderful and complicated.
He would fall in love with one cousin and then come back the next summer to find that he was in love with someone else, and then come back the third next summer to find that he was a junkie.
Susan's father, the late writer John Cheever, loved Treetops at first, but later in life, when his alcoholism began to take hold, he balked at going.
When he had his first heart attack, it wasn't clear to everyone that it was about alcohol. It seemed so normal for a writer of his age to be drinking a lot.
Cheever says that eventually, booze catches up with the longtime drinker, as it did to her father.
I think you can drink pretty heavily till you're, say, 55.
That's scary.
Don.
Wish you wouldn't have said that.
In Treetop, Susan Cheever explores more deeply her father and mother's turbulent relationship, of which there were different phases.
Particularly in the 60s, when my father was drinking a lot, their marriage had some very unpleasant times.
Susan Cheever's memoir, Treetops, was published by Bantam. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In her memoir, Treetops, Susan Cheever tells us about the men and women on her mother's side of the family and of the complicated relationship between her mother, Mary, and her father, John. The late John Cheever was a gifted writer, but temperamental and alcoholic, and his 40-year marriage to Mary was a turbulent one. Once, things were so bad that Susan Cheever sent a lawyer friend out to talk to her mother and father.
So the lawyer came out to the house. There was my mother sitting on my father's lap on the porch, giggling like a girl, and they just couldn't have been more in love. So they were very volatile.
Mary Cheever must have been deeply hurt by John's alleged love affairs.
He was very public about his affairs with women, which was certainly partly meant to camouflage his affairs with men.
After John Cheever died in 1982, a small publishing house, Academy Chicago, proposed publishing a collection of lesser-known Cheever short stories written from the 20s through the 60s.
These 68 stories are fascinating because you can see his apprenticeship.
But Susan says the Cheever family hadn't realized Academy Chicago wanted to publish such a big book without annotation or explanation.
If you open the book and you read the first story, I mean, it's not at all like what you think of as a John Cheever story. It's a story written by a very young man who was groping for his style.
The Cheevers sued Academy Chicago to stop the publication of the book, and the issue has been in the courts since 1988, a bitter and expensive experience for everyone involved. The dispute is a rather sad finale to Susan Cheever's memoir, Treetops, published by Bantam. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.